want to thank Illinois State Representative David McSweeney for joining us this morning. He's a Republican. He was also an investment specialist in Barrington Hills. I think a few other items here worthy of. Yeah, you went to Duke.
I'm a Blue Devil.
Yeah. Morning, sir. How are you?
Good morning. Thank you for having me on.
You know, I read the resolution, the plan. I've been telling people what you and I were talking about this morning, and that is this resolution out to, let's see here, the exact resolution yours is to stop this, which would Illinois which should not increase taxes on citizens who depend on cable TV and satellite services for news and entertainment. These news programs are vital to a well-informed populace, therefore be. And what we're talking about here, stop a 6.25 state sales tax on streaming. Just in general, how wide is this? How much does this cover for people?
Well, actually, it's a very large tax increase. In fact, in Springfield, they're trying to raise your taxes. Every day, they're coming up with a new scheme. Originally, they wanted to raise your income tax, right? But I helped pass a resolution I led that put the House on record, 87 of us against an income tax increase. I also led the opposition to the soda tax. They want to tax your soda. They also want to raise taxes on small businesses. And the new idea now, and this is in the Senate tax increase plan, is they want to tax your streaming video, including Netflix, your cable TV, your direct TV, anything that is able to be taxed in Springfield, they're trying to find a way to do it. And the most frustrating thing is nobody's talking about cutting spending in Springfield. The governor did not propose a balanced budget, and we have a situation right now that we are spending more money right now than we were under Pat Quinn, and we don't have a budget. That's because the budget is on autopilot, and people need to realize that we are spending $38.5 billion. Under Pat Quinn, we were spending $35 billion. What we need to do in this state is we need to cut spending. We need to reform pensions. We need to reform Medicaid. We need to cut administrative expenses. But instead, they're spending money in Springfield that will result in a massive tax increase. And every day, they're coming up with a new scheme to raise your taxes.
How much do you think we're spending above what we have an income each year? Four, six, three?
Well, I'll give you the exact number. I'm on the Revenue Committee. Our forecast of revenue is $32.3 billion, and we're spending about $38.3. So it's $6 billion of spending for money that we don't have. And the real answer, because the governor's been unable to work with the legislature, even though I'm supportive of him on many things, is that we just need to give the governor a lump sum, just like a family budget. We have $32.3 billion of revenue. We have not been able to come up with a budget. You know what the worst part of this is I know SIU is so important, 91% of the budget is on autopilot. Eastern Illinois University, SIU, aren't getting funded. Some basic social services aren't getting funded because pensions and Medicaid are absolutely under control. So my solution at this point is, because there's no dialogue among the leaders, I've tried with the rank and file many times to focus on getting a budget done with real reforms. We should just give the governor a lump sum and allow him to manage the resources. He said he's willing to do that. I haven't seen any specific cuts coming out of the governor's office that would get us to a balanced budget, but he said that he would have the ability to manage that money, and we hired him as our governor to do that. And we cannot continue to run $6 billion deficits in this state. It absolutely will destroy us. The rating agencies are saying we'll fall below investment grade. What that means is we'll be so-called junk rated, which means that we'll pay much more in the future for our borrowing costs, which will mean more pressure on taxes in the future. So $6 billion a year with all the debt that we have in the state, over $200 billion, is an absolute travesty.
When you look at the numbers, all right, let's take a look at what you're talking about and condense it down into evidence. Census, these U.S. Census numbers, a particular called the American Community Survey, that indicated in 2015, 34,220 Illinoisans moved to Indiana, a trend that's expected to continue. So we've got evidence, or that you could go to Aurora, Illinois, where the Caterpillar plant there is closing and 800 people are losing their job. And then you say, look, no wonder you want some of this money. When we learned for this over the weekend, the first time streaming has outdone CD sales and other forms of sales, 51% of all music sales, revenues increasing, it's $1 billion. Illinois politicians see that $1 billion and they think some of that should be hours. That's kind of the deal. But you've been fighting this. You've been fighting taxes in Illinois, as you didn't quite give yourself, I think, maybe enough credit, all the way back to the graduated income tax. You've been saying, look, we have to do some cuts. You worked hard on making sure that 2015 sunset tax stayed below the horizon, was a sunset. This is an ongoing fight, but really the fight, you've got at some point see something cut. Something has to be done to illustrate to the people of Illinois that the collective end of the bargain of government is being upheld, and that is that we're fiscally responsible.
Yes, sir. In fact, one of the things that's most frustrating right now is the Democrats obviously know how to spend our money and have driven the state into a bankruptcy. But unfortunately, we have a lot of Republicans now in Springfield talking about what they call the grand bargain. That's just a code phrase for a massive tax increase. You know, we need to cut spending. And what's really driving the spending is pensions. We have cost of living increases for employees that are 3% compounded. Inflation is only 1.5%. So what that means is each year we are in a situation that our pension liability is growing even greater. And then Medicaid, 25% of Illinois residents are receiving some kind of Medicaid. I want to make sure the truly needy are protected. Nobody below 125% of the poverty level should see a cut, but we need drastic reforms that will ensure efficiency in the system. We need to complete the private audit of the Medicaid system. We need to bring more federal funds, and I don't understand why Governor Rauner didn't go to the White House for the National Governors Association meeting when they talked about Medicaid. I mean, President Trump has wanted to focus on this issue of Medicaid reform, and I hope our governor will get into the game and start talking about cutting spending in the state.
I'll tell you what, Representative David McSweeney is joining us this morning. David, if people are watching this Medicaid issue, this is an elephant that is waiting to come and eat your lunch.
Absolutely. And we need to be engaged in this. And again, I don't know why the governor wouldn't go to the White House dinner with President Trump and actually talk about this issue. 46 governors attended that meeting, and I think it's very important that we are engaged in a dialogue with President Trump, with the Republicans in Congress, because they're looking to redo the entire Medicaid system. I want to repeal Obamacare. I think it's been a disaster. We need to have a replacement that makes sense, that also covers pre-existing conditions for people and keeps insurance for children under 26. All that said, we need a private sector option that allows people to buy insurance on a national basis. But also, as you said, as you make these changes, Illinois will be affected. We need to be at the table. We need to be ensuring that we do not even add to our budget deficit here in Washington. And that's why it's so important to engage with President Trump on this issue. It's a big issue. It's driving about 25% of state spending at this point. And people talk about cuts sometimes and say we can't cut funding for the truly needy. I agree with that. We do not need to cut funding for the truly needy. We need to reform Medicaid. We need to reform pensions. We need to cut administrative expenses in Springfield. We've done none of that over the last few years. Pat Quinn would never dream of the tax increases that are being talked about, even by some Republicans at this point. And that tells you a story. Pat Quinn was one of the worst governors the state's ever seen. We have a spending problem in this state. And when people talk about compromise, when people talk about grand bargains, watch your wallets.
Grand bargain's not dead, says Cullerton in his speech over the weekend.
Well, I hope it's dead, because what that means is a $6.5 billion tax increase, and they'll raise your taxes on anything that walks or talks. That's exactly what they're trying to do. They want to raise your income tax. They want to raise the small business tax. They want to raise the internet streaming tax. They want to raise your cable tax. They want to raise your soda tax. They have this idea of a opportunity tax, which is very Orwellian, because what the opportunity tax was, a tax on small businesses for the opportunity to do business in the state of Illinois, which is just absolutely outrageous. That tells you how bad things are in Springfield. And it's time that as conservatives, we stand up and say that we have had enough of the tax and spend policies, that we need a budget in Springfield. And the governor said, well, he won't propose specific cuts, so it gets to a balanced budget. He said that he's willing to make the cut. So I think we should send him a lump sum, $32.3 billion, and we should make sure that we finally have a balanced budget in the state. But raising taxes is an absolute outrage and would be a disaster for the state.
Orwellian, doublespeak, opportunity tax. You just nailed it.
Yeah. That's where we are in this state, is people want to raise your taxes, drive more people out of it, and again, all this talk about compromise and grand bargain, don't be fooled by it. I work across the aisle. I work with a lot of Democrats from Southern Illinois. I get a lot of things done in Springfield, but I have a 100% rating for the American Conservative Union. I'm a conservative, and I'm proud of it. There's another bill down there right now that would, it's called House Bill 40, would allow state funding of abortion through the 9th month of pregnancy, which is an absolute outrage. So some people are saying they want to raise your taxes so they could pay for abortions in the 9th month of pregnancy. It's absolutely outrageous what's going on in Springfield, and I'm afraid that bill will probably pass the House, and we'll have to make sure that the pressure is put on Governor Browner to veto that bill. That would be an absolute disaster to raise taxes and to fund abortions in the 9th month of pregnancy. We need to change this state, and what we do, it's a great state with great resources and great people, but we need to cut spending, not raise taxes.
Illinois State Representative David McSweeney, I can't tell you much. I appreciate your time this morning, sir.
Great. Thank you for your time, sir.